It'll cause you to raise your hand. It'll cause you to clap your hand. Yeah, I heard Jesus say, I heard the Lord say, I'll walk in you, I'll talk in you, I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. I heard him say, Revelation 3:20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would hear my voice.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Thank you so much for joining us. We invite you also to come and worship with us at Spiritual Harvest Worship Center, Sunday at 10 a.m. for our Sunday worship and 6:30 p.m. for our Tuesday Bible study. We're located on Harrison Street, two blocks east of ULM, off of Desired in Monroe, Louisiana. For more information about our ministries, call us at 345-2300 or visit us on the web at www.spiritualharvestministries.org. Spiritual Harvest Ministries, building our spirit man for Christ.
Most holy and glorious and beautiful Father, Lord, we thank you. Yes, Holy Father, we thank you for your patience, your long suffering, your gentleness. Yes, Lord, your joy, your peace, your faithfulness, Lord. Yes, Holy Father. We know what we put you through, Lord. Yes, Lord. We know that even when we're big, we still act like we're small. Yes, Lord. We still fall into disobedience sometimes. And we thank you for forgiving us, for having that long suffering with us, Father. Father, we want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for what's taking place in our hearts because of this word today. You get all the praise in your glorious and holy and beautiful Son's name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First of all, we'd like to say thanks to everyone who has come out to our Black History Celebration. This is our fifth time having the celebration, and each time we have a wonderful time, and we also learn some things. And how many of you know, anytime you go to a place that's supposed to be teaching you, you're supposed to be able to receive something, no matter what's going on during the services. Amen? Hallelujah. So we've received some nuggets today that we can pass on to the next generation. We're going to be talking about being on the potter's wheel today. Amen? And our scripture reference is taken from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 64, and verse 8, Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 8, and it reads, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." Amen. As we've celebrated this morning, we've looked at a group of people, an entire culture of people who were marred because of the slave trade. Amen. The Atlantic crossings. Every one of us are on the potter's wheel, and that's what we're going to take a look at today. We're going to concentrate on a group of people who are called peculiar, a group of people who are called ambassadors, strangers, and aliens. Amen? And I believe that you know who I'm talking about. Amen? We're talking about the people of God, the people of God who are to be transformed according to the word of God. Now, in the book of Isaiah 64 and 8, the prophet said, God is our potter, amen, or our maker, or our creator. That's what a potter does. He creates something. And he said, we are the work of his hands, amen. Every one of us is on the potter's wheel. God is doing a work in every one of our lives. And God wants us to be able to steadfastly stand and tell him, Lord, have your way. Amen. When we hear the word of God, we're supposed to have an expected response to the word of God. And when we hear God's word, our response is always to obey. Hallelujah. And the reason God wants us to obey, very simple. He wants us to look just like his son, Jesus. And he is not going to be content if we do it any other way. Hallelujah. God is a good God. As we go through the process, God doesn't want us to lose heart. Now, even though we're talking about being on the potter's wheel, I want to give you a little background about pottery. Back in Bible days, this was one of the most profitable trades among the people of God. But the process of making pottery has not changed that much over 2,000 years ago. There's still a process that it has to go through. If you took an ancient potter from over 2,000 years ago and you introduced him to a current or modern day potter, he's going to be able to recognize that the process is almost the same. They still need a wheel to turn the pottery on. They still need water to make it pliable. And they still need to burn it in a furnace or in a warm oven. So if you took a potter from over 2,000 years ago and brought him up to today, he's going to know exactly what process is taking place. If you would go with me to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 18 and verse 1. Jeremiah 18 and verse 1. Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the vessels. The first thing that we see is that Jeremiah heard the voice of the Lord. When you're in the right relationship with the Father, you will hear his voice when he speaks to you. His voice is a small voice. He's not going to speak in the midst of confusion. That's why if there's confusion and loudness all around, we need to move away from that. Amen? We're not going to be able to hear that still small voice of the Lord. Amen? And then the next thing we see is that Jeremiah was obedient. When the Lord told him, go down to the potter's house, you don't see anywhere in the word of God where Jeremiah argued. He did what his father asked him to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the Old Testament. This is God trying to save Israel. Amen? We have to remember that. For us to be on the potter's wheel, we have to become born again. Jesus Christ told us, if you're going to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. So we're born earthly. We're born just like the Israelites, earthly. Amen? And Jesus comes along, and now there's a new thing. This is a new thing. Amen? He's not saving a nation anymore. He's saving us individually. Every single one of us must be born again. That's how you get on the potter's wheel. That's how you become that lump of clay that he uses, because you don't belong to him if you're not born again.
Yes.
Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Amen? Jesus told the Pharisees, your father is the devil, because they didn't belong to the Father. Amen. You got to belong to somebody. If you don't commit your life to Jesus Christ and start purifying your mind, Paul tells us that he gives us a new heart when we come to him. Then we have to renew the mind. We have to be casting down all of our old ways. Amen. All of our old ways. All of them. And I know that's hard. It takes a lifetime. Amen. And that's him having us on that potter's wheel. If we continue in verse 4, it says, And the vessel that was made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, of the house of Israel, of the church of Jesus Christ, could I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. We got to read it as the church of Jesus Christ now. So once we become born again, once we ask Jesus to come into our heart, the Bible teaches us that he's knocking at each and every one of our hearts. And he says, whoever asks me in, I'll come in to them and I'll live with them and them with me. Amen? So he's telling us that we must be born again. You can't stop sinning unless you're born again. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You can't not yield your members to sin unless you're born of Christ. We're born in this world earthly. We're earthly. We have to sin. We're born in sin. Your nature is sin. You can't tell a horse not to be a horse. You can't tell a dog not to be a dog. You can't tell a man or a woman not to be a man or a woman. A man or a woman is a sinner. You can't tell them not to be. But when you become born again, you become a new creature. New creature in Christ. Now old things are past, and behold, all things are new. Amen? Now you got that new heart. And Paul teaches us not to be conformed to this world. I'm always telling us to throw this world in the garbage. There's nothing in this world that I need. I'm from heaven. Why would I need anything earthly? Amen? Once you grow in Christ, you'll come to this realization, and you'll see all these false prophets out there. Amen? The closer you get to him, the closer he gets to you. And that's what we're about here at Spiritual Harvest, getting you close to the Father. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. He says, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, where you're going to live. Don't worry about that stuff. But you seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, how to stand in right standing with the Father. And all of this is going to be added to you. Nothing can hold us. This is the gospel. Amen. Once you're on the potter's wheel, any foreign thing that has a hold of us, crack, alcohol, gambling, whatever it is, fornication, he's going to remove it. Because you're his now. Amen. We can't stop sinning. He says he died for us while we were yet in our sin. We can't stop sinning and then come to him. Don't wait for you to get clean to come to Jesus. Just come as you are. Get on that potter's wheel just like you are, a mess, and let him clean your temple. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to look at Jeremiah 18:6 in the Message Bible, and I have that on the screen. It says, can't I do just as this potter does, people of Israel? God's decree, watch this potter. In the same way that this potter works his clay, I work on you, people of Israel. God is molding us with situations in our life. Unless you come into the knowledge of what the Word of God is doing in your life, you'll see difficulties and you'll see trials and tribulations as the work of the enemy. God says, I'm trying to mold you into the person that I want you to become. I want to continue to mold you. I want to shape you. I want the trials and the tribulations to come against your life so that when you go through them and you stand on my word, when you trust in me, when you lean on me, you're going to become just like my son Jesus. The word of God actually tells us to glory in tribulations. But as a people of God, you know how we are sometimes. A trial or a test will come. We'll murmur. We'll complain, hallelujah. We'll rebel. We'll do everything except give God praise. And his word says, I want you to glory in tribulation because I'm trying to do a work on the inside of you because I chasten those that I love. I'm trying to get you in shape. When we had our children, if they did something wrong, we would discipline our child. But we discipline them because we love them.